Hi, Evan. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Nadine. I've been waiting to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm good. I called you this morning and I thought, you know what? He's probably already on a job site.
Oh, I missed the
So.
call. You should have texted me. I'm sorry. There's somebody who has a very similar number for you guys. That's a
Oh, no
marketer as
way.
well.
Oh,
But I
okay.
ignored them because they just won't. Maybe they quit calling me now finally. It was a they do like a voice search, through, but they're, I just don't like
Yeah.
their them. So I didn't I'm sorry, I didn't know that was you.
Oh,
Okay.
no. That's okay. That's okay. I left you a message and I figure, oh, I'll try them back in a bit. Maybe it's too early.
I just don't listen to the messages sometimes. Text is way easier for me.
You're like me. You know what I did? I'll keep that in mind next time. It's so funny because you know what? My father-in-law had left me a message and I always clear out my voicemail messages because I don't want it to get full and then someone leave me a message and I can't receive it, right? And I deleted his message by accident. And
Oh.
I kept telling him, well, hey, can you take him? Can you take him? It was to take my husband to an appointment. He's like, I left your voicemail. And I told you I accidentally deleted it, but I left your
Hey,
voicemail. I
I
said,
don't listen
okay.
to him. I just delete him. I don't. You want to listen to
Yeah.
him?
And I was like, you know what? I told my husband, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm not asking your dad again. He just keeps telling me he left me a voicemail message and I just told him for the fourth time. I deleted it. I didn't even hear it. You know? But yeah. You
Well,
know.
people don't understand how many calls some people get in a day, though.
Well,
That's the thing.
it's kind of like when they get older, you know? They just kind of
Yeah,
like,
that definitely happens too.
yeah. So tell me, I know you wanted to hear about some of the other products that we have, right?
Yeah, that's basically what we're talking about is starting a Facebook campaign and
Nice.
what would be involved with us getting on with you doing that. I mean, I have a Facebook started, but it's the wrong kind, I guess. It's a personal,
Okay.
not the
Okay.
professional one. But I have
That's
one already
okay.
done for Upright.
No worries. So you haven't created one for Upright. It's just a personal page that you use, right?
Yeah, basically. And it's not got a lot of friends. It's just there.
That's
But
okay.
what
You don't
we
even need
want
friends.
yeah,
Honestly,
there you
and I'll
go.
tell you why. So what we do is we create the business Facebook page for you. We create it through your personal page, okay? So
Okay.
that way you have access and ownership to the business Facebook page, right?
Oh,
No
perfect.
one's going to see your personal page, and what we do is we would be running Facebook ads. So basically, like if you wanted to do it's what we call the platinum package. The platinum package would include the first page placement on Google in the local map, right? So it's taking your current profile page, not the one with Google Guaranteed, the other Google profile. It's taking that, optimizing it, and managing it on the first page, right? And then we also do the content creation on Bing. It's what we call our platinum package. And then it also includes directories like Yelp and Apple. If you already have a profile on Yelp, obviously we're not going to create you a new one. We just ensure that when we're updating your information, we update it there too, right? It includes the business Facebook page and Facebook ads.
Okay.
Okay, now,
And
go ahead.
which?
Oh no,
Oh,
you
go
were
ahead.
going to say?
I was just going to say that that trick is in. So you'd be on Facebook ads, you'd be monitoring that the Google ad stream. Is that right?
So there's a difference, right? You see how we're doing your Google Guaranteed right now, correct? So Google Guaranteed is a completely separate program from the Platinum package. I'll be honest with you. I would recommend Facebook ads over Google ads for you, and I'm going to tell you why. If you weren't running Google Guaranteed, then yeah, then I would say, yeah, do the Google ads. But because you're already doing Google Guaranteed, I feel that's sufficient without having to do Google ads. I would
And I
say,
kind of am doing it, to be honest with you, already. So maybe I will, if you're on my own through Google, and maybe I will cancel it. I have a very low. It's only like $40 pay per click a day. It's not a lot.
For the Google ads? Yeah, because I'll tell you, if we're running Google ads, we're going to ask you to at least invest $300 in
A
Google
day on
ads.
pay per click. On pay per
Not
click,
a
right?
day, hun. That's in the month.
Okay. Well, that's not bad because I'm doing 40 a day right now.
Oh, you're doing 40 a day? Oh, wow.
That's what I'm running right now. On
the See, here's the thing. But you're managing that on your own, right?
Yeah. So we would need.
So you got it under control?
Facebook up anyhow. Sort of.
Yeah.
I honestly feel
if you're already managing your Google Ads and you're comfortable with it, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Do it ourselves, exactly. And then you could use Facebook and help us with that. And it saves us a bit because you're not doing the Google Ads, right? And how are you doing it?
Yes. I would say let us do the Facebook. So that platinum package, runs you $2.99 a month. And it gives you the Facebook advertising, the Google first page placement. You don't have anyone managing your Google profile, right? The Google business profile?
No, I don't. And I need help with it because I manage it right now. But the problem is that I want to change it already because I want to add in plumbing. Right now it just says I'm an HVAC contractor.
And that's okay. What we'll do is, and this is what you're going to do, Evan, you're just going to add us on as managers to your Google business profile so that way we can manage it. You're still carrying the full ownership of it, okay? So this package, like I was mentioning, the platinum package is $2.99 a month, gives you the Facebook advertising. We'll build the business Facebook page. We list you on the directories of Yelp and Apple. It covers a mobile platform, and it's going to give you first page placement from the local map. So we'll optimize it to the first page, maintain it there. We'll update your keywords, your search terms for the local listing. We're not touching the Google Ads. You're still managing that on your own.
One second. What would be the amount per day to get to your minimum? Because I was at 26. I think I might even lower it a little bit down to like 15. Because you're saying I'm kind of being redundant with Google Guaranteed anyhow.
Kind of, yeah. If you were doing Google Ads.
And I don't need to spend that money, you know what I'm saying, frivolously at all.
So you're spending like 40 bucks a day, and you figure
over. No, 26.
Over.
I had lowered it to 26. But okay. 300 is still a hell of a lot less because I was at 700 a month.
Is what we do. We always start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money in the Google Ads, right? So typically our package that has a Google Ads included, that package runs $4.99 a month. We take $300 of it and we allocate those $300 to your Google Ads that we're managing. So you're not incurring the cost per click. What it is that you're paying that flat rate. Now that doesn't mean that, hey, you can't say, you know what, I want $500 going to my Google Ads. If that was the case, we're already allocating $300 with the $499 package. You would then just pay the difference to have $500 going to that. So you would be paying $699 a month, and that would allocate $500 going to your Google Ads. Does that make sense? Because the $199 is basically to maintain all the rest of it, the local listing directories and management. That's where the $199 goes. So like with the Facebook ads, we take $100 of it and allocate it to your Facebook ads. And I'm going to tell you something. Facebook ads are about a 4% or 9%, conversion rate. When you compare it to Google ads is a 4% conversion rate across all industries. So it's double the conversion rate because Facebook ads retargets. So if you took, how far out are you targeting with your ads on your Google ads?
Let's look real quick. As I got it, just knocked it down to 10 bucks a day as we're speaking.
Did you?
More at 300.
So that's like 300,
That's it. View campaign. Let's see. I'm not that far, I don't think. Sacramento area.
Okay.
I'm going a little bit up into, if you look at Sacramento, I try to include Grass Valley and Placerville as my limit to go up in the mountains and heading towards the bay, probably about Fairfield would be my max going out for the day.
Okay, so you're kind of keeping it within 50
Woodland.
Miles?
Yeah, but around Woodland. It's pretty decent.
So that's
32
okay.
Miles. Your ads
that's
show
perfect.
People within 32 miles of your business.
That's perfect. If you told me, listen, you took it down to 300, right? If you told me that you were targeting 100 miles, I would be like, Evan, you need to scale it back. Or you definitely need to be allocating that much. That's why I say Google Guaranteed it would be redundant if we were doing the Google ads too. Now, don't get me wrong. The more Google products you have, the better, because the more visible you are to everyone. But I'm going to say, if we're going to do any additional, that we do the Facebook ads, because you're already managing the Google ads on your own. If you handle it on your own yourself, why fix it if it's not broke?
Well, and we're, like I said, I talked to Bonnie, and I know you're all different departments, but we're really happy with Google Guaranteed. And our budget was that. In fact, I upped our budget with Google Guaranteed.
Nice. Are you liking it? That's so good.
It helped us start nicely out of all we, because I have about maybe three different people that I mess with,
uh-huh.
included. One is probably your direct competitor, but they aren't as full service. They're called 33-mile radius. You might have heard of them.
Uh-huh.
So no, not. One, the other one is not even your direct competitor because they suck, but it's Porch. But they're not, they don't really, they're like pay per lead kind of shit, so it's not really like a bad thing
either.
And then you are pay per lead, but guaranteed with Google Guaranteed, right?
Yeah,
but
it's a whole different
culture. Yeah, you've been the most successful at converting actual work. You know what I mean?
That's
for sure.
Awesome.
And we're really happy. That's why I upped my budget. And so we wanted to do some tweaks. This is, again, is your department with our website, and we're working on that right now. And then that's the next thing I saw that was like, because I figured since you're already doing well for us and this is all kind of in-house, why don't we kind of keep
one-stop
our
shop.
Advertising with you? Yeah, as much as we can, right?
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about using the website that you created for us to advertise myself in Facebook, but not with Facebook ads, but actually with dropping my website into their various groups that I'm in Facebook myself.
Right.
Like
that's
like local
awesome.
Neighborhood groups and stuff like that. But I don't think that would overlap with what we're going to do because you do the ads for like a
general
broad
area. No, because we're doing the advertising. So here's the thing, Evan. You'll be doing your posting. All we're doing is the advertising. So I'm going to always encourage you, when you complete a job, post it on your Facebook. Do you have Instagram too? By chance?
Well, no, I don't have one for my company. And again, that's another thing I was just talking to my partner is starting all those up.
Here's what I'm going to tell you what to do, because we don't touch Instagram, but I would say open up an Instagram business page, link it to your Facebook once we create your business Facebook page. So when you post on your Facebook page, it'll also post automatically on your Instagram and vice versa when you link your business ones together. Once
and
you have it set up.
Just a little something every day, maybe a little bit of people working, just
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the more fresh that your content is, the better. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So yeah, most definitely. So did you want to also add the $299 package, the platinum one?
This is the platinum. Now this is going to be a monthly expense that
monthly,
does not vary, right?
It won't change on you whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. It's always going to be $299 every 15th of the month. Every 15th of the month.
Perfect.
Okay?
But what I'm saying is it's different than Google Guaranteed because you may or may not hit
separate.
Their budget. That budget is not fixed. It varies. Even though I say I have a budget on that, it varies per use, essentially.
Exactly.
This
one day.
This is a contract now we'll be in. Where it's like every 15th we're going to pay $300, basically.
Correct. And we do have two, just to kind of give you an idea, right? We also have like prepaid packages. Like, let's just say, Evan, you know every 15th of the month you're being charged $299, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, 100 of that we're allocating to your Facebook ads, which means that, you know, you could always allocate more if you wanted or keep it at the $100, right? Of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have prepaid packages just to kind of give you an idea, right? Let's just say, you know what? You want to go ahead and you want to pay for 3 months, right? We do give you a little bit more of a savings. So you're not expecting that 15th every that's coming out, right?
So
just to kind of
pay it forward a bit.
Yeah, you can. So just to kind of give you an idea, right? Let's say you paid the 3 month prepaid. 3 month prepaid is, let me pull it up here, $700. They have a 6 month prepaid is $1,300, and then they have the year prepaid is $2,500. So
I like that, but I think we'll start low right now only because it's the first of
whatever
the year.
You
we
prefer.
We are a little bit, we're just ramping up ourselves. Kind of, you know, it's always kind of slow right before Christmas. So
I hear you.
Let's start out with the just the platinum every 15th,
okay,
which is fine. That'll be 300, and then you would be managing my Google account now too as well,
yes,
right? My
correct.
Online Google account,
yes,
which you're not currently doing with Google Guaranteed. They were kind of like looking at it, but I manage it right now. Now you'd start to manage it.
Correct.
Which means that you could go on and add, you'd have to give you information to get into it, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, yeah. You're just going to add us on as managers. In fact, I would set up a client interview for you to set up for that package. So what would be a good time for you to speak with one of the technicians regarding that package to go over, like?
It could happen tomorrow. Actually, I have a slow week this week because we're trying to get all this stuff
okay.
handled. So. It could happen tomorrow, actually. If any time we cancel, let's say, I hope we don't. I hope, you know, what we do is we
just
sell the business.
All you have to do, you could keep your Google guarantee, but let's just say 3 months down the road, you decide, you know what, we just want to discontinue the platinum package and just keep the Google guaranteed. You could do that at any time.
And
it doesn't cost you anything.
In my Facebook and all that stuff is still mine, right?
So the Facebook, all of that is still, of course, yes, absolutely. The Facebook business page and all of that is still yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's my main concern, just like the website and just like all these other things. I don't want to lose, I don't want to lose control of my domain name or anything. But I'm really just trying to build a relationship, as you are, I'm sure, in the future.
Yeah,
sure. And obviously, if we grow, we're going to double, triple our budget.
Guaranteed. I'm telling you, I love that program. Do you want us to charge the same card on file?
Yes.
For the $299? Okay.
Yes.
And then, Evan, I just want to go over a few notes with you. So let me look at the schedule first for your interview. So I have, let me take a look here. Tomorrow, I have like 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. Do any of those times work for you?
All of those will work because it's a phone interview. The only caveat will be if I have to be in front of a computer.
No, you don't need to be in front of a computer. What time do you prefer? Earlier the better?
Well, 10 to 11 is fine. Yeah.
10 to 11 is good? Okay.
10 to 11 is good.
I'm going to send you the calendar invite for that. So we'll be calling you tomorrow, of course, from the 877 number. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, and then we'll send you, of course, the reminder.
Put a note in if you're missed, if it's a missed call, text me, please.
Yes, absolutely. In fact,
Or even better yet, you could call me on our business number. You have that on our website. You have
well,
my personal
actually,
number down there. But if you call me on the 8702 number, which is my business number, I will always answer that.
On the 870, on that one? Okay.
Yeah, do you see that? It's on our sign.
I think it's on your preferred. Yeah, I'll take a look at it. So I'll make sure that we call
you
at that number.
You called me on my personal this morning, which is why I don't always answer it.
Well, no wonder.
The telemarketers, everything.
I was like,
business. If it was a business call, I almost always will answer it because I know that now that I have that new number, I'm like, sweet. Because I can business.
Okay.
Yeah, my personal I often let go to voicemail now because I almost always either, if I don't know it, it's a telemarketer. It's a person, essentially one of your direct competitors, but someone I don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
I'd say almost 90% of my phone calls are probably some crazy marketing thing. That, like I said, I don't like the way they do business. I really do like the way you guys have done business and I
appreciate that.
But
I'm glad.
That's good. You'd be surprised. It rings like crazy, man. I get so many people trying to hit me up.
I've had some business owners that I've talked to, and I'm not even joking. These business owners have straight been like, Nadine, I have had some of the most rudest people.
Rudest people tell me.
Oh, yeah. Super rude. And I'm like, I am so sorry. So sorry.
Well, some of them are really thoughtless of your time is what it is. Yeah, because I get there's pressure because you want to convert the call into like a sale. But
you don't need to make it like a horrible experience either for the individual. Like you have to respect the business owner's time. You know what I mean? They're working. They're trying to make
money.
And
the impression is left, I would say this, that if you're so desperate for the money, you probably aren't going to work that hard for me. Let's be real. It's kind of turn and burn, you know?
Yeah.
With a lot of people. They'll take
you're
your
right.
again, your $300 a month, they'll take that just fine, right?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No problem with that. But
like,
does that
no
mean
problem.
Necessarily that you're going to get a service with that $300 or, you know what I mean? That's not always the same thing. I've done a lot of marketing, and it's really left a bad taste in my mouth. And I will say that I'm really, like I said, I've had an actual really pleasant experience with you, which with a lot of SEO stuff in the past and stuff I've done, it often felt like I was gambling, but like gambling on the Kings or betting on the Raiders, you know?
I know. Oh, I know my poor Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Raiders fan at all, but I don't bet on them too much. You know what I'm saying? Just because, like, you know, I'm a fan from a distance.
Yeah, so am I. I'm like, listen, I'm a diehard fan. Yes, I know.
But you're not
going to
go,
well,
like, wager your $500 on the game.
My husband, he tells me all the time, like, I mean, all the time, he's like, oh, my gosh, we're total rivals. I can't believe you're a Raiders fan. And he's all, that would have been the deal breaker when we got married. And I cannot stop laughing when he says that, right? I'm like, whatever, dude. And then he's like, you know your Raiders lost again. I'm all, and so what? That just goes to show you the kind of fan that I am. Win or lose, I am a Raiders fan. I don't care what
you
say.
Well, that's every Raiders fan. You have to be at this point. If you're a Raiders fan because of the wins, man, you're
like, you know what? And it's so funny because when they moved to Vegas, my daughter lives out there, and I'm all, Vanessa, I need you to send me gear from over there. And she's like, and one day I saw her wearing a Raiders shirt, a Las Vegas Raiders shirt, and then she's like, I'm only wearing it because it was, I don't know, something going on at her work, at sports day or whatever. And I'm like, you know deep down inside you're a Raiders fan, and it's okay. You don't want your dad to know. And she's like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I went when they were in Oakland. I went to a game. This was years ago. I was working for a trucking company, and the manager took me to a game because he's like, you're a Raiders fan. He even gave me his memorabilia because he was retiring. He gave me this Raider Harley. Like, I mean, this is like stuff like collector's items. And he took me, and he's all, listen, we're going to not be by the black hole because it gets pretty rowdy there. Oh, my gosh, I was busting up. Have you ever been to that stadium when they were in Oakland?
Games, but yeah, it was great, yeah.
I mean, they lost.
Because I'm a Raiders fan, so it wasn't that bad. Being a Raiders fan is a pleasant experience, but, yeah, being another fan, maybe not so much.
Yeah, not so much, but that's
all
good.
And people actually just visiting Oakland isn't a pleasant experience. I work down there sometimes, and it's
do you?
Definitely not the greatest tourist city.
It's kind of like a LA.
I definitely see a lot crazier in like the last 4 or 5 years. With
really,
I
haven't been there in probably seven.
You stay in California? Are you from California?
Yeah, I'm in the southern part. I'm in our office is in Fountain Valley, so I'm in Anaheim.
Yeah, LA's kind of gotten crazy, too. We have that, you know, because they did that whole thing down here in the Bay. Now they quit prosecuting crimes under $1,000.
I know.
I guess they thought it would be, like, too much trouble or something. So now we could
too much trouble?
It's hard to get broken into.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
know,
they can't really do anything. And the amount of, like, break-ins is insane down here now. Everybody just busts everybody's window out.
Well, I was staying out there for a while. And I was staying in Livermore, Pleasanton, because I was working for that trucking company, and they sent me out there with a team to kind of shut down that location. So we were like the bears of bad news, right? But when I stood out there, so when we went to the game, out here we call them a blue line, but you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like a train, but not a train.
Oh, yeah, it's the BART.
Yes. So we rode on that, right? And everybody was like, Nadine, make sure that, you know, keep your money, like, not in your back pocket. I was like, I already know. I had everything where it needed to be at. You know what I mean? And so because we went with the guys. So the guys kind of, like, kept the girls in the middle and the guys on the side of us. But it was like, yeah. I mean, it was pretty crowded in there. A lot of people already drinking. And
yeah, it's definitely.
It was cool.
It's a blue-collar city. I mean, I come from Sacramento. Sacramento's not a very nice – I mean, it's like a great place, but it's also, like, not exactly friendly. I think most of California is really like that if you really get down to it.
I think so, too. There's
LA,
certain areas.
My family's from L.A., too, and L.A. freeways are infamous for your road rage.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible. Terrible road rage.
Pretty wild down there.
My husband's like, I'll be driving, and I'm like, I'll honk at someone like, hey, you just cut me off. He's like, Nadine, don't honk. I'm like, what's the whole point of the horn? He goes, I'm in the car. Do you want me to end up in a fight because you honked at someone? And I'm like, well, what's the point of having the horn then? He's like, oh my gosh, I can't take you anywhere. And I'm like, well, I'm just saying, the guy cut me off. You know what I mean? He's like, you got to be careful. Nowadays, you don't know who's going to pull out what.
Yeah,
I mean, some stuff is crazy out here.
There's so many
in this
people
day
with
and age.
Short tempers nowadays.
Yeah,
it's
like
chill
pill or anger management.
Like the money, but yeah, the whole thing has gotten kind of dicier for sure in the time I've been in it.
For sure. I'm just going to walk you through a quick voice verification recording.
Yeah,
all it's going to do, Evan, it's going to outline the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm walking you through it, it's going to state that it's a two-month verbal agreement. Basically, we're just asking you to just
that's
stick
fine.
This
no,
out.
No, we're not going to quit on you right away. If
and happens. You just pay monthly, okay?
Yeah,
only
exactly.
thing is that if you need to cancel it, just call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged. And that's it. Okay? So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Upright Mechanical.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Morris, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Evan, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, I get that.
And you know also that we have that security question on your account here with us. So if you get someone calling, claiming that they're Local Splash, ask them always, what's my security question? They hang up on you. You know it's not us. Okay?
Okay, I like that.
So that's why, do you remember the security question?
No. but it's a question.
I will tell you.
I know
security
that
question is the city that you were born in.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I think I did, actually.
Yes, and all this means, like we already know, like you and I have discussed, like what you're currently doing, but let's just say you called in and said, hey, I'm going to be running some Facebook ads. We would tell you, no, Evan, don't do it. We're already running the Facebook ads because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Like I would tell you this. If you wanted us to manage your Google ads, I would tell you stop paying the Google ads. We're taking over because if anything, you're spending more money because you're paying us and you're managing them too, and it could hurt you more instead of help you. Okay?
No worries.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 15th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your next payment, the second payment, will be charged on February 15th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment, so once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue this agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the 877 number, and I'll text it to you again, okay? Now, if you choose to pause this platinum package or to cancel it, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I'm just going to send you this phone number. I'm going to update your package. And just to confirm, the card that I show on file is a Visa that ends with 9026. Is that the one we're using?
9026. That is the one.
Okay. So in a couple of minutes, you'll be getting that receipt sent to you via text as well as to your email. And then just a couple of quick notes that I'm going to notate on here. So aside from the HVAC, what do you want me to list? Did you want me to put the plumbing?
Yes, please. They're working on it right now on our website.
Okay.
They should be changing it this week.
Awesome. What else do you want me to notate in particular to that? And they're going to go over more keywords with you, right?
We're working on it ourselves to do a admission statement. Is that something that I was supposed to have done a long time ago and I still haven't done for you?
Oh, okay.
But a quick rundown of our company, and I do need it to reflect. My mission statement is how I think I'll end this with the website. But, but as far as Google Guaranteed, I don't think we're going to switch it up quite yet. But
okay.
We are not just a heating and air company. We hold three licenses. We hold a general B.
I remember you tell me that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have. Oh, yeah, that's right. You signed me up. A general B, a C-20, and I just picked up the C-36, actually. That was actually
nice.
Recently since we signed up with you. So we concentrate on heating and air and plumbing for our leads right now.
Okay.
But we are a full service, literally a full service general contractor.
Wow.
So
do you want me to put that on there? Aside from the plumbing and
Facebook,
HVAC?
It's Facebook, especially so, yes. Maybe not so, and then that's what I'm saying with a Google Guaranteed, or now that you're going to start managing my Google ads, or not my ads, but my Google account, right? My actual account. I want to change that, too, because right now it says mainly HAC, and I need to figure – I don't want to just target – the thing about General B is there's so many different jobs. That's kind of why you don't want to market for that, because they vary so vastly in scope and price.
Right.
But definitely we want to let people know about it, because I think it's an edge for us, because most of the mechanical companies won't do that work.
Yeah.
So if, like, you had a plumber or a heating and air company come and work at your house and they had to cut holes in your wall or do any kind of anything like that, they always just kind of just leave you and be like, all right, well, you're going to have to get someone else to come here and usually fix that. Whereas that's something actually we do in-house. So we're a lot more full service when it comes to remodeling and stuff like that.
No kidding. Okay.
And that,
that's
that helps,
good.
Yeah. So I would love to impress that. That's kind of what I want our mission statement to reflect. And the other advantage I would say that I don't know if this matters as much, but, we're not huge right now. That's also what I'm kind of changing on the website. To reflect the fact that we're kind of a family-owned business. We might as well lean into that a bit. The fact is we might not be the biggest company, but I think when you're kind of at this stage, you get a lot more value as the customer.
Right.
Because you have access to the owners, and typically they care a little bit more, and so you get a better value for basically a reduced cost, at least at this moment, because we don't have all that overhead and all those other things some of the bigger companies have. So
yeah, so that's kind of the advantage that you have.
A lot of customers get that, like a lot of, especially a lot of plumbing, heating, air customers, they're always kind of looking, obviously when you go to the phone book, the big guys like Bonnie and Bell and the huge companies come up because they have all the dollars to spend on the advertising. But really, I think when you're trying to search for three quotes, and that's what a lot of people do, or two quotes, or, I mean, it's kind of foolish to just get one quote nowadays, right?
Right.
You kind of want one of your quotes to be not a huge outfit, because you kind of have, I think everybody kind of knows that the big boy is going to have kind of the big price too.
Oh yeah.
So I don't want to be the cheapest guy, but I do think that where we can beat the big guy.
That's like even when I went with my, plumber, right? When my plumbing went out, like I had to find someone. Like now, I couldn't wait, and we got the plumber to come out, and I'll tell you, I got one company that came out and gave me their, an estimate. They were like a large known company out here in SoCal, and then I ended up going with another company that came out to give me an estimate, and this company was a smaller owned company, right? And I ended up going with a smaller company. I'm going to tell you, they were around the same price range, right? But I will tell you why I went with the smaller company, because that company, the guy was confident. He told me he was going to knock it out in one day, and he was straightforward. The other company was like, oh, we don't have to break that step. We don't need to break it to get to the clean out. And that guy told me, he's all, Nadine, when that company gets to it, they're going to tell you it's an additional charge. We have to break it.
Yeah, they're going
to
upsell you.
Yeah, he said they're going to tell you. And I go, you know what? I knew it was going to cost me a pretty penny to get all the plumbing redone because I had cast iron. But he's like, listen, he's like, I'm going to tell you straightforward. Like, I'm up front, and this is what the cost is going to be. And I said, okay, let's do it. And that, mind you, that larger company, you know how many days it was going to take them? 4 days.
Yeah.
Four days. And the guy was complete. So check it out. The guys that came out, they were big guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys was like, it's pretty tight down there. Because to get under, because you have to go through my closet
to get
under my house. And I'm thinking, that big guy's going to go down there? Okay. And he went down there and he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to dig a trench. Like, kind of like saying, like, they're going to have to do more work to get under my house. And I'm thinking, not to be mean, right? Because I'm not skinny, but I'm just saying, maybe you should have a smaller guy get in there. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Those other guys had no problem. I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was just, he was a little rotund.
Yeah, and you know what? And he was just like, I just kind of felt like, yeah. If you're a bigger company, wouldn't you be able to knock it out sooner?
Well, I mean, depending. The thing that you don't see a lot, I think a lot of consumers don't see, is the actual amount of scramble that those bigger companies have to run at. Because they have so much up in the air sometimes.
Right.
Every month, you know, it's like $100,000 a month, essentially, is what they're trying to pull. So they're a lot less concerned about finishing your job as much as they are concerned about getting your payment for the start of your job and getting you dialed in as a customer.
That makes sense.
See, once you've paid that down payment, they can kind of sit on it because you're not going to leave. You've given them money.
Right.
And you're waiting for them to show up. I mean, obviously, with plumbing things and heating air, people want it done sooner than later, but once you're kind of engaged like that, they can kind of make you wait. And the reality is,
and you're kind of like a sitting duck.
yeah. And they have so much going on. You're just another customer. You know what I mean? If one of like a 200, 300, you know, that month, they're just looking at the bottom line, the money.
Mm.
That's the thing. That guy, you know, more than likely that money went in his pocket, you know, like in his pocket. So it makes a lot difference when you're dealing with someone like that. They want to get it done for you, even if not to just be nice, but to also get paid. Because you're paying him. You know what I mean? It's not like an hourly thing where he's going to be like, oh, you know, whatever. No, when he gets your job done and you pay him that money, that's when the money goes into his pocket. So he's really more motivated to get your job done.
So he's like, I need to get it done now.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas the bigger company is just kind of wants the upfront overhead, like they just want to keep the machine rolling, essentially.
Yeah,
so they'll take
that
on way more work than they can do, way more work than they could ever do, because they don't care. Because if they don't have the money coming in, they're bleeding, just like we all are. But they bleed like we bleed if we don't have like maybe like 5K a week, which is really cheap for us. But but they bleed when they don't have like 20K a week. Can you imagine that? Like me, like I need $1,000 this week, or I'm not gonna. That's crazy. And so yeah, I see the bigger companies because we work for as a subcontractor for some bigger companies, and they do some stuff that's way crazy sometimes. But yeah, they're. I have no idea what kind of financial things they're going through, but I imagine it's kind of stressful sometimes.
Yeah, and that would make sense then. Yeah, because I'm like, dude, and you're right, because even this smaller company that came, they were a family-owned business, and the guy was like, I'm confident the team that I have, we're going to knock it out. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And they knocked it out.
Directly involved.
Yeah, and he was like, he came with his guys, right? He came with his team, got them set up, you know, put together what had to happen, and then he left, right? Those guys, like, I'm not even joking. Like, I was like, are you guys going to eat? Because I ordered you guys sandwiches. Like, you guys had, I had an ice chest out there with, like, drinks and stuff, you know? And even, like, the guys, they were super attentive. Like, they cleaned up everything. And they were like, is it, you know, the way you want it? And I'm like, thank you so much. And my husband kept telling me, go over there. Get out of their way. Let them do their work. Quit being their mother. I was trying to find you on Facebook. What are you under?
Upright Mechanical should be. Let me look.
So do you have Facebook page like that already?
I thought I did. Maybe
Upright Mechanical. Let me see.
Yeah.
So you already have a business Facebook, right?
I have three mutual friends. Maybe
okay,
it is a
let
business
me see.
Facebook. Is it a business Facebook or is it personal? I don't
it
know.
It might. I'll tell you right now.
Anything.
I'll tell you right now.
If I already have that, then that's cool too. You have that.
Yeah, because I
thought. But it still needs to be changed and managed. It's an old school and it says General Contractor Builder at Sacramento, California. And it's got pictures of, walk-in tubs and zero threshold showers because that's what I was doing in the bay.
Can you send me the link? Do you know how to send the link?
Let me see here.
If you go to where I see Sacramento, that one's not you. If you go on that profile, you're going to go.
I got it copied, so where do you want to send it to?
Okay, send it to that text message that I sent you. Reply to that. Paste it in there. Just reply back with that. And I'll tell you right now if it is.
There you go.
All right. Give me 1 second. Real quick.
Yeah, obviously I'm not very noticeable if you can't even find me and you're searching Upright Mechanical. They're like, nobody wants to look at this.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm typing it a certain way, but I'll tell you sometimes, like, if you have it all together as one word or if it's like a dash.
No, it's Upright Mechanical. But it needs to be changed. I mean, like I said, I have three friends.
You're like, I have three friends. How come it's not opening for me?
I don't know. Maybe it's blocked. I don't know. It's on there. It's
there it goes.
Search
okay, now it opened. Okay, that's a business page. Yeah.
Okay.
You made a business
page.
That.
It just needs a lot of love.
You just got it.
For
start
one, I'm
posting.
Not even.
I need you to start posting.
Also, I need to change the details, but that's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
I want to... general contractor, you know, I want to, kind of have more reflective of what our business is. Maybe I want to put
an under your services, and it's real easy for you to edit it. But I would start, if I were you, when you complete a job, post it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to add us on as managers. This is a business Facebook page, so good. Okay.
So I really just need to change my Google Ads and that for you guys, and then we can start actively doing it.
Yeah, so what you're going to do is, let me see here. We're not going to put a tracking number on this Google Business profile because you have that with Google Guaranteed, which is separate, but it's your business phone number that's on your profile. Now, you prefer text messages, phone calls, or emails from us, or all three, or what's your preference?
I think emails or texts is way more easy for us to watch and see. I pay more attention to them. If you call me on a phone call, like I said, call me on my business line, and you'll have a better chance of reaching me. I'm trying to route all business stuff through that line.
Of course. No worries. Okay, perfect. So all you're going to do is, so tomorrow when we call you, we're going to call you from the 877 number. What I'll do is you're going to also get a text message that's going to be sent to your phone to remind you, and we're going to call you on the other number. I called you on your personal phone, but I do have the other number for us to call you at. So if for some reason when we call you, Evan, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me right back? And we'll call you back, okay? And then, so timeline. Last thing to go over with you, the timeline starting from tomorrow. Now, remember, you're just adding us on as managers to the Google Business profile and to the Facebook page, not owners. The technician will walk you through it, okay, and they'll send you instructions. Now, because you're going to have full ownership still to those profiles. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live. Those are up and running. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google in the local map, we always say 30 to 45 days. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner, okay? But that's our promise that we always give is 30 to 45. We'll send you notifications as well as you've been receiving whenever there's a lead or let's say, hey, you're on the first page of Google, your Facebook ads are live, so we're going to be keeping you in the loop, too, as these things are being processed. For the services, I just gave them an idea where to start from, but they're going to discuss more with you tomorrow as far as the services. I put HVAC, plumbing. Do you want me to put the general contractor as well?
You know, especially for Facebook and Google, I don't see why not, if we could get them on.
Okay. Okay.
Because we're not paying by the ad anymore with you with that. We're paying for exposure,
not with that.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so for that, I don't care if I get inundated with general contractor leads because the varying price doesn't matter. When I pay per lead, I just don't want to get general contractor leads because the varying price might not be worth the cost of the lead, if you follow what I'm saying.
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, so then we'll keep it as a general contractor, and then they'll go more into detail specifically with you on that, just in case, like if you want, okay, I want flooring, I want remodels or what have you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And those, you can also change at any time, too. It's not like set in stone, like this is all you can be found for. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, for Facebook ads, I still will probably just do ads for plumbing and heating and air.
Yeah.
I think for that, I will that will strictly just be plumbing, heating, and air still. I think for the Google profile and for my Facebook, just setup is what I mean. I'll include
that. Is what you mean for the rest. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah, but
and
I don't think for paying for Facebook ads, I think we still want to just primarily market plumbing and heating and air. Those those are the, you know, you just paid for those people in your house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No, everyone's always happy when it gets done, but no one's thrilled about having service plumbers show up. It's expensive.
Oh, tell
it's
me about
cheap.
It. You know, I spent, I will tell you this, over $16,000.
Yeah, that's not
it,
in
it
a bad
a pretty
thing.
Penny. Yeah, and honestly.
Yeah, I'm not in a bad trade because that's what I'm saying. If we can give you, if I can give you $14,000 for that same thing, a lot of people are pretty happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right?
I spent 16,
you know,
and that wasn't including, I mean, thank God I had points, so I stood at a hotel for the night, because my husband does dialysis, right, so that way he had somewhere to stay, you know, but I will tell you this, they knocked it out in one day. They did have to come the next day, but it wasn't that we got charged more because they came out, because I knew that there was going to be a little hiccup somewhere. You know, once you take it apart, you see other things that are unforeseen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, listen, he's all, mind you, I would get water bugs, right, every now and then in my house and freak me out. And I'm like super clean, right?
Uh-huh.
So I have a second bathroom that's kind of off by the kitchen. When they took it apart, there was a pipe that was leaking because sometimes we would have water bugs in our garage too. And it's a pipe that was underneath that I guess had a leak, and they were just swarming there, like nesting. Oh my God!
You don't want to know. I have nightmare fuel stuff that I like literally laying in a on ground where the ground is moving, literally moving. And you're like, I guess I'm gonna tuck my shirt in. This is one of those tuck your shirt in kind of moments.
I was like, oh my God! I was freaking out. I was like, I'm a clean person. They're like. It's got nothing to do with you.
No, it's just the water. And,
the
underneath
water.
The house is kind of gnarly anyhow. Yeah,
you
it's
should
not,
see. I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, my husband's all, you need to go. You need to go and let them do their work. I was like, ah. And the guy's like, don't worry. He has one guy standing there that was spraying, that was like killing them as they were like trying to get in there. I was like, oh my God. It was, I have
not
seen.
It's wild.
Knock
I mean,
on wood. No, knock on wood, I have not
well,
even
seen
one. Well,
I was talking about spiders for me, and we were down laying, like literally laying in more spiders than I could ever imagine.
Oh, heck
just little
no.
Tiny brown ones everywhere, like everywhere.
What do you
and,
do? How do you got
to? You just don't
how
think about it, and you just do your work. I don't know.
I would be freaking out. Hats off to you.
There's definitely male jobs out there. Not saying that females couldn't do them, but definitely there's probably more of
them. Yeah, that is like, oh, you won't catch me there. I'd be like, uh-uh.
No, I don't think a lot of people, even some men, would want to do that. Like I said, my poor friend, she was like really, and I mean, shoot, I've been doing it for like, you know, 15 years now, 20 years, but I hadn't even laid in a solid nest of spiders in my life, but that was, I guess, was the first time for everything.
Oh, my gosh. Hats off to you, because I would be freaking out. I'd probably be cursing up a storm, screaming.
You just kind of just do your thing. Get out of there as quick as you can. It's nice to have a hoodie or some kind of crawl suit. But, yeah.
Be like, ah. Oh my gosh. All
it's
right,
my
dear.
It's a different kind of zen, you know. You just kind of just put yourself like in a disassociated state. Just work through it.
Yeah, I it's so funny because I would tell my husband, oh my gosh, there's a water bug, kill it. And he's like, well, kill it. And I'm like, well, why can't you kill it? You're like right there. And he's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Like, I gotta kill it? You're the man. And he's like, I ain't touching that thing. I'm like, oh my god, look at you.
Well, I mean, it used to be heights. When I first started, it used to be heights. That was what it used to be because I used to do commercial heating and air. And then that was, I'll take the bugs over the heights any day, actually. The bugs are like, hey, they're kind of creepy and whatnot, but no, falling to your death, that kind of scary work was even scarier.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was also, but you also were in a dissociative state for most of the day. You're just like,
yeah,
I'm not
no
gonna,
kidding.
I'm just ignoring
you're like, yeah.
the peril I'm in right now. I'm just doing my thing. And I think your hands sweat a lot. That's the one thing I noticed is my hands, would sweat profusely throughout the day.
And then you're probably like, oh. Just taking a deep breath afterwards. On the Facebook ad, I was going to ask
you,
oh my gosh, on the Facebook ads, you can go as far as 50 miles. Is that what you want me to put?
I mean, yeah, maybe. I don't want to advertise in Truckee.
Okay, tell me what areas.
When we're talking about around the Sacramento area, I think the farthest up I would like to go is right where you start to see like Auburn, Grass Valley, that area, maybe over to Placerville, maybe pulled back a little bit like Folsom, like all those areas. So I think that 35 that I'm doing at Google Ads is actually a
35. Okay.
Yeah. I get a lot of calls from Truckee. Apparently, there's nobody who works in Truckee ever. But it's too far for us to go up there for certain.
You're like, that's like too far.
Things.
Yeah.
But
okay, so
things,
I'm going to put
okay. Like a $16,000 plumbing job, heck yeah, I'm up in Truckee. I'll see you there tomorrow. But you don't have any way to, it's too hard to determine what it's going to be sometimes.
Yeah, I hear you. So then I went ahead and just put, let me just do this. I'm going to go ahead and then put the 35 miles, okay?
Okay. That'll work for now, and we'll see how it goes. And, I'll look forward to your call tomorrow.
All right, my dear. And then we'll call you at the other number, right, the 850-2702, correct?
Yeah. I'll be here tomorrow. We'll get
sounds
going.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Evan.
To you guys. Thank you.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.